Mishnah says in the Chavav Medalf that even though normally I'm a ratzim and not nemen ala truma, but b'shas regel the nemen afal ala truma. During the regel, the time of the regel, there's a special din chachamim or maimen am a ratzim even on truma. What is the reason for this? The Gemara says towards the bottom, Amen Menani Mili Amram Shimon Levi Del Makrav Yasav Kulish Yisrael Ela Ir Kishachad Chaverim Hakasav Asan Kulam Chaverim. It's a limud from this pasuk and shayftim that during the regel, which is the time of Asifa, the Torah treats everyone like chaverim, even amaratzim. Have a din of chaverim, have a din of tamid chachamim, and they're neman ala truma. What's the pshat in this din that during the regal, the chazal were metar maratzim, gives them a din of chaverim, they're neman ala truma. So Mir Simcha in the Meshech Chachma in Parsha Shmini says a gvaldik hezver in this din. He says like this: the Mishnah, the Brisa says in Brachas and Daf Mizayim and Beis that how do you tell who is an amaretz and who is a tamid chacham? It says Ezo amaretz, who's an amaretz? One madamer says Kol Sheinu Kare Krishma Arvis V'Shachas. If you don't say Krishna Shachas Arvis, you're an Amaretz. One of my number says, Kol Shein Emaniach Tefillin. One of my number says, Kol Shein Letzitzis Bebigdai. Ein Lemezuz Bepiskai. A whole list of Mandamim over here. How you can tell who is an Amaretz, who is a Talmud Chacham. So Zak the Mashuch Chachma, we pass on like the Chachamim who say that who is an Amaretz, Kol Shein Emaniach Tefillin. Someone who doesn't put on Tefillin, he's an Amaretz. If you want to know who's an Amaretz and who's not, you have to see, is he wearing Tefillin? If he's wearing Tefillin, he's not an Amaretz. If he's not wearing Tefillin, then he is an Amaretz. So Zalkim Rei Simcha says, during the rest of the year, that's a great simon. You look, if a guy's not wearing tefillin, he must be an amaretz. But during Yom Tiv, we don't wear tefillin. Even Chol HaMoed, according to many shittas, we don't wear tefillin. Same Cain, you can't tell if someone is an amaretz by the fact he's not wearing tefillin, because nobody wears tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So Mimela, during Yom Tiv and during Chol HaMoed, this chilek between amaretz and Talmud Chachamim is batel. You can't tell who is who. So Mimela, the Chazal said, we'll be matar everyone, because anyways, you can't tell who's an amaretz and who's a Talmud Chachamim. That is the aside hadin over here, why Chazal were matar chaver the amaretzim on Chol HaMoed, because you can't tell who they are anyways, because no one wears tefillin on Chol HaMoed. That's the Gevalei Gehezber of the Meshech Chachma. Just want to end off with a ha'ara. The Lachar Tzapela, what he's saying, because he quotes this as the Shitas Chachamim that we paskin, like that Amaretz is someone who doesn't wear tefillin. Now, if you look in the Brisa, number one, it's not the Chachamim, it's Rabbi Yeshua. So, Rabbi Yeshua, Ayimel Koshan, Enu Maniach Tefillin, is an Amaretz. The Chachamim have a different shot. Chachamim say that Macherim Ayimim, Afilu Kar B'Shanav Lo Shimesh Tamil Chachamim, Zeu Amaretz. So, this is not Shitas Chachamim, this is Shitas Rabbi Yeshua. And the Gemara actually says, Beferish, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara says that the halacha is that afilu loikara v'loshana v'loshimish amlichachamim zeu amaretz. The Gemara says Amar Avuna lachak achem. That's how we passing. So we don't passing like Rabbi Yeshua. We passing like the other mandamer. So this whole beer that he's saying, number one, is not the chachamim or the achem. It's Rabbi Yeshua, and it's not a libid hilchasas. And that's a ha'ara and a mer simchem l'alkopanim. That's the pshat he wants to say to be masber why tumas amaretz is tahar beregel, because our kasuv asan kulin chaverim based on this din that they don't wear tefillin.